ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Congress may get to internet regulation after a new government report on social media details alarming findings about privacy.
Self-regulation has been a failure. That's one of the main findings in a 129-page report by the Federal Trade Commission. It accuses social media companies like Meta, YouTube, and TikTok of a vast surveillance of their users, including children, while failing to protect their privacy and personal information. Cherlina Khan says the companies collect enormous amounts of personal data and make billions of dollars off it every year. The FTC says it's time for Congress to pass legislation to protect privacy and young users online. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
An intelligence source tells ABC News the suspected Israeli exploding pager operation against Hezbollah in Lebanon was 15 years in the making. A judge in Dallas blocked Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's bid to quash a ban on guns at the state fair. This is a real-life contract killer. He's in custody in Las Vegas, charged with murdering at least four people. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
Police in Las Vegas say 40-year-old Michael Coleman was a hired hitman for a gang that was fraudulently taking out paycheck protection loans for people during the pandemic. And if the gang didn't get a cut of the money from those people, the gang would hire Coleman to hunt them down and kill them.
And if Coleman couldn't get to the target of who owed them specifically the money, he would target their family members.
Police say he used electronic trackers to know a victim's pattern of life and eventually would use that pattern to murder them. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Vatican says Catholics can continue flocking to Medjugorje in Bosnia, where children reportedly having visions of the Virgin Mary. A 15-year study did not declare the reports authentic, but says the positive spiritual fruit stemming from the experience justify allowing pilgrimages to continue. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a daytime high in the low 80s, partly cloudy and still quite warm for the day. For tonight, mostly clear and quiet, a low of 55. Saturday, partly sunny, showers likely late, possibly a thunderstorm, a high of 82. Sunday, 70 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. In Richland Center, following the daytime high yesterday, which was right up there at 84 degrees, we did pick up 62 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in a quick-moving shower and thunderstorm that rolled through last night. It has stayed fairly warm overnight. It was 65 at midnight. Right now we're at 62 degrees. Good morning and welcome to Friday, September 20th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, this the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day, 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 every day
The Lubin Brothers and This Little Light of Mine from the Light in the Milk House Show. Before that, our national anthem performed by Maggie May. Here we are together again, friends. Phil Nee with you down the old trail from Sextonville International. And we are here to tell you all about the day and the coming weekend as well. In Southwest Wisconsin, there are many things going on, community events and activities. So we'll be giving you a sketch of that this morning as well. We'll check sports in about 10 minutes or so. The Brewers suffered a loss last night. Aaron Rodgers was his sparkling self last night as the Jets scored a win in Thursday night football, kicking off the new NFL weekend. Details straight ahead. Here's Johnny Cash and the band.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover of a clear blue sky, and the tears that cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream, went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when it called. St. Louis, later on down the river, a freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Got my blues down in the gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Well, I'll give you love. I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Love's something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes very few. Though I got no money, if you'll be my honey, here's what I'll offer you. Yes, I'll give you love. That's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love. That's above and beyond the call of love, and love's something that money can't buy. Love that's above and beyond the call of
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Good morning. We remind you that it is Buddy Poppy Day. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, and its auxiliary will be holding the annual Buddy Poppy Drive today. Members and auxiliary support will be at the two local Quick Trips, Walmart, the Richland Family Restaurant, and the Richland County Bank Lobby. All donations for the Buddy Poppy Drive are utilized for veterans' unmet needs funding. The Viola High School class of 1964 will have its 60th reunion today at 4:30 at the Kickapoo Creekside in Reedstown. Viola Horse and Colt Show going on this weekend, including events as early as tonight, a carnival, truck and tractor pull this evening starting at 6. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will host the final night market tonight from 4:30 until 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot. And they do have good weather, it looks like, for that event going on this evening. That's a look at a few things going on in the next 12 to 24 hours in our area.
Sad and all alone, you didn't have anyone that you could call your own. I knew you when your heart belonged to only me, but that was many tears ago. Now your love is just a memory. Have a lot of fun, but someone you could offer more. Now I'm the lonely one. I knew you when you were just a scared little girl. I used to be your only love before you came up in the world.
Joe Royal on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show, and I knew you when, before you were a big star. Today's high temperature will be up at around 84. We're at 62 after a nice rain in the night. Just over 6/10 recorded here at the studios. Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final Anything Summer 50 Cent sale and all single-piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. In an event heard on WRCO last night, River Valley and Richland Center tied at 1 in high school soccer. Platteville Lancaster over Dodgeville Mineral Point, 4 to 1. High school volleyball, Richland Center swept Lancaster. It was a win last night for River Valley, 3 sets to 1 over Dodgeville. A victory for Ithaca over Kickapoo, 3-2 on the evening in the Ridge and Valley Conference. And a win last night for Mineral Point over Riverdale, 3-0. Darlington defeated Fenimore, 3-2. And Highland swept Cassville. We have some sports on the state scene where the Brewers lost by a score of 5-1. And Arizona kept some playoff hopes alive. The Brewers were playing one night after clinching the NL Central title. It was the Brewers losing the game. They'll go back at it again tonight in the second of a four-game series in Milwaukee at AmFam Field. The Cubs are winners against Washington 7-6, Mets 10, Philadelphia 6, Pittsburgh 3-2 over St. Louis, the Dodgers 20, Miami 4. It was Atlanta 15-3 over Cincinnati. In the American League, Cleveland 3, Minnesota 2, Toronto 4-0 over Texas, Seattle 3, the Yankees 2, Tampa Bay 2-0 over Boston, and Houston was a winner against the Angels 3-1. Baltimore 5, San Francisco 3. Aaron Rodgers threw two touchdown passes in a great homecoming performance for the Jets. New York's defense was dominant, and the Jets rolled to a 24-3 victory over the New England Patriots. Rodgers started his first game at MetLife Stadium since leaving just over a year ago with a torn Achilles tendon in New York's opener. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
522 the time and 62 degrees the temperature. So in the cool of the day, time to do the cool thing, the aerobic polka. Yes.
It used to be on Saturdays I'd stay home alone. There was no one there to talk to, and no one I could phone. And then one day a friend came by and got me out of bed. He was going to a polka dance, and this is what he said. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. So I tried it and I liked it. Now I play them every day. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. The polka's here to stay. I have friends who have a band and they play rock and roll. I told them about polkas and they said it has no soul. I asked them if they ever gave polka music a try. They said no, so I looked at them and gave them this reply. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. So they tried it and they liked it. Now they play them every day. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. The polka's here to stay. One time I saw some dancers dancing to a shuffle beat. The rumba and the cha-cha, they could really move their feet. I asked them if they ever went to a polka dance. They said no, so then I said, give the dance a chance. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. So they tried it and they liked it. Now they play them every day. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. The polka's here to stay. Friends out there in music land, look at them what you haven't tried. Come out to Dick Rogers' dance, go stay away and hide. The polka is the coming thing, so try it if you will. The happy sound of polkas will give you quite a thrill. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. So they tried it and they liked it. Now they play them every day. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. The polka's here to stay.
There you go, a smoking aerobic polka, and we always play a particularly lively one on Fridays to get you ready for the weekend. Dick Rogers in the band, and try it, you'll like it. Keep that rhythm, keep that feeling. Here we go, it's 525, and this is Jerry Lee Lewis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my nails and then I twist all my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And it's just great balls of fire. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my hero. so bloody show is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great, balls of fire.
Turn out the lights. We lay side by side in the dark, and we're waiting for sleep or a spark. But the night's on the run, and the spark does not come. And we quietly worry and wonder, and the silence is louder than thunder, and it rings with the sound of goodbye. True love going down. We can talk about promises, talk about lies, but there's no use in pointing our fingers, and the sound of our love still lingers, but it rings with the sound of goodbye. It rings with the sound of goodbye. I can't even
Crystal Gale on WRCO FM 100.9. Daytime highs today will be at around 84 with some clouds early, then lots of sun. West winds around 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight and a low of 55. 85 for Saturday with a 30% chance of a shower toward evening. Saturday night showers and thunderstorms likely. And Sunday mostly cloudy and cooler. A 40% chance of showers in the morning with a high near 70. Right now it is 62 degrees in Richland Center.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Some senators are looking at farm policy, but it might not be the farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Strong defense to beat above ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The ranking member of the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee says he's been working on what temporary assistance looks like for farmers heading into a downturn in the ag economy.
Whether that is a separate piece on its own or whether that's a piece that actually helps as part of farm bill negotiation, that's being discussed.
John Hoven tells Brownfield the assistance could resemble ad hoc relief, but it's more challenging because it's a price issue. He says while reference price changes are needed for long term,
some of the producers are saying they need help right now for a variety of reasons. Some of it obviously is price, but also you've got some places that have had drought and so forth.
Hoven says the temporary assistance could be included in an ag appropriations bill and also a full five-year farm bill. A carbon specialist wants farmers to consider doing less fall tillage. Clay Creighton with Agoro Carbon Alliance says depending on certain circumstances and soil types, tillage is necessary.
But do we have to do it to the extent that we normally did is the question. Where we're used to field cultivate, could a vertical till bar work instead or strips potentially like that too? So I've even talked to some farmers that do fall manure application and they're even switching their bars to VT like that too for a little bit less compaction.
He tells Brownfield farmers could preserve topsoil and potentially qualify for a carbon payment. A Western Wisconsin farmer says there's a lot of variability in the crops this fall. Tony Melanthan grows corn and soybeans south of Menominee and tells Brownfield the late season weather had an impact.
Heat and lack of moisture to finish them off has taken the top end off the corn and beans. You talk to the guys who have done corn silage, and there's some pretty darn good corn out there, and there's some not very good corn out there, too.
Melanthan says as far as corn yields are concerned,
we'll have okay yields. It won't be a record crop, but it's far from a disaster as well.
And for soybeans, the late August rains helped fill some pods.
They look pretty good. Not many beans have been combined yet in my area to get good harvest reports. The little bit that's been done are early maturity beans or sand ground beans, and those yields seem to be respectable.
Melanthan says there were more earworms and cutworms this year, as well as a lot of soybean aphids around the R5 to R6 growth stage. David Bartling from Manitouish Waters and Nicole Hansen from NACEDA are the newest members of the Wisconsin Cranberry Board, which oversees the state's cranberry checkoff program. They replace Robert Detlefson of Wisconsin Rapids and Gabriella Mubarak-Ladane from Toma, whose three-year terms expired. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Direct cash cattle trade remains quiet and cash hogs closed steady to higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was sluggish on Thursday with just a few bids in parts of the north. Asking prices in that area still haven't been established. In the south, asking prices have been firm around 184 to 185. Significant trade volume could come sometime on Friday. The USDA says beef export sales of 15,500 tons were up 36% on the week and 2% from the four-week average. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, a trend was not established, but heavier weight feeder steers and heifers were dollars higher. USDA says light feeder calves that were vaccinated and weaned brought top dollar. Most heavy feeders were in large load lots and demand was good. Feeder supply included 39% steers and 89% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef closed lower on Thursday with choice down $1.82 at $2.99.56. Select was down $1.49 at $2.88.26. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hogs closed steady to higher on Thursday with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like at least some buyers were still in need of near-term market-ready supplies. The slaughter pace has dipped this week as buyers try to improve margins in the face of uncertain domestic pork demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.39 with a base range of $72 to $79 and a weighted average price of $76.27. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady, with prices for barrels and gilts at $60 in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Sows were steady with a range of 54 to 60. Boars were marked at 17. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady at $45 to $55. Sows were $2 higher at $55 to $67. Boars ranged from $15 to $30. Pork values were higher at the close, up 40 cents at $94.81. Estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply higher, getting ready for direct business. Lean hog futures were mixed on near-term versus long-term demand expectations. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Personalization from an ag lender starts with a trusted advisor. A true partner who asks questions to determine the right financing options for your operation and cash flow needs and says you belong here. You'll always find that above and beyond service from Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down on harvest pressure. November beans were 3/4 lower at 10.13 and a quarter. January was down 3/4 at 10.31 and a quarter. December corn was 7 lower at 405 and 3/4. March was down 6.5 at 424 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of widespread direct business and the on-feed numbers Friday. October live is 167 higher at 179.97. December was up 127 at 181.12. October feeders were 382 higher at 243.77. And nearby hogs were higher on spread adjustments. October was up 20 at 82.25. December lean was 42 higher at 74.30. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A feature film storyline centering on a grain bin entrapment. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A movie called Silo came out in 2021, a fictional account of a teenage boy trapped in a grain bin and the community's efforts to rescue him. One resource the filmmakers reached out to was Steve Sukup of Sukup Manufacturing, a Sheffield, Iowa maker of grain bins and related equipment. His first reaction?
It's about a grain entrapment, and I go, oh! That is one of the hazards of our industry, but do you want your grain bin associated with that? And, you know, after thinking it through, you go, it's a hazard of our industry. We got to teach people about it, got to make them aware. And the movie's just been incredible along those lines.
The film was shot at the New Haven, Kentucky farm of Quint Pottinger. He was eager to help. Pottinger has a particular interest in mental health in the farming community.
Because there are so few of us, we're alone. We spend a lot of our days alone. And if you don't have a really good personal connection at home, or if things are stressful for another reason that are personal, that aren't necessarily farm related, as hard as that is to say, because the farm is very personal. And then there's always this idea that we're at the mercy of the weather. Just have these other things outside of your day-to-day that really weighs on you.
You can search online for viewing opportunities for Silo. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Colombia will more than double the tariffs on powder imports. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Be there when the global dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, World Dairy Expo, October 1st through the 4th. First, the USDA says the dairy cow slaughter for August was 231,300 head. That's up 5,400 from July, but down 43,900 from August of last year. The year-to-date dairy cow slaughter is 3.76 million head, 652,700 head behind a year ago. Colombia has moved to impose additional tariffs on U.S. milk powder imports. Jaime Castaneda with the National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council says the one-month period of filing counter-arguments has passed, and their government issued a statement this week.
The Ministry of Trade announcing that they will impose a preliminary additional 4.86%. So that what it means is actually that's an additional to any duties that we have in Colombia.
Castaneda tells Brownfield there's currently a 4% tariff on U.S. products, which according to the existing free trade agreement is supposed to be phased out by 2026. He says the action is politically motivated, violates the trade agreement, and is not based on fact. He says the U.S. government needs to take swift and serious action against Colombia. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down 0.75 cents to 58.75 with 6 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3 cents to 227.5, 3 sales there. Cheese barrels down 1.25 cents to 261, but no sales. Butter down 3.5 cents at 297, 1 sale at that price. Not that dry milk down 0.5 cent to 137.75, 15 sales were recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Jordan Berg of Granton High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Jordan is a three-sport athlete taking part in volleyball, hockey, and track and field, and loves the lessons that go with it.
I've had the opportunity to meet all sorts of different people. I've learned the value of hard work, perseverance.
She plans to make a career out of agriculture.
I love getting to tell people about it, getting to experience the different parts of it. Agriculture is really a strong part of who I am.
Jordan plans to run for Wisconsin FFA state office, and she wants to take a run at Allison Dairyland down the road.
To be Wisconsin's advocate for agriculture, to show people who don't know what agriculture is, what it actually stands for and what it is, but then to also be that voice for our agriculturalists, our farmers, our agronomists, people in the food service world, everybody, I want to be able to be that voice for them as well.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 210 Sec Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares tapped at $170 a ton, and large rounds tapped at $110 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hester. Have a great day.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84 with some early clouds and then lots of sunshine, we're happy to say. Mostly clear tonight and 55. 85 for Saturday, a 30% chance of showers toward evening. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night, a low of 58. Sunday, 69 with a 40% chance of showers in the morning. Right now at WRCO, we're at 62 degrees. Great to have you along here today as we keep you company with a good old Light in the Milk Cow Show. Here are the Statler Brothers.
I got union dues and taxes and a mortgage due this month, and Fred got that promotion instead of me. I've got more than I can handle and twice what I can do, but through it all, thank God, I've got you. I've got rooms needing paper, and my old car's still in the shop. And Billy broke his arm today at school. Mama called and said her stove went out, Betty's got the flu. But through it all, thank God, I've got you. When things start getting tough, it seems like you do too. When there just ain't enough, you always make do. When it gets more than I can handle and I don't know what to do, I just stop. Thank God I've got you. I've got kids asking questions I can't answer about the Lord. Finally put up my old pickup truck for sale, and that note I signed for Uncle Ed is 3 weeks overdue. Honey, here's hoping the same ain't true with you. When things start getting tough, it seems like you do too. When there just ain't enough, you always make do. It gets more than I can handle and I don't know what to do, I just stop. Thank God I've got you. I just stop and thank God I've got you.
The 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show kicks off Friday with horse and tractor pulls, food, and more. Sponsored by Kickapoo Realty and Insurance, Richland Electric Co-op, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Burnham Lumber, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. It's the perfect family weekend. Don't miss the grand parade and $2,500 cash raffle.
Get out of my way. Turn on the jukebox, I'll show you a song you should play. Sooner or later, a few shots of bourbon, I'll think of something to say. Whoa, I can take her or leave her, I'd like to take her away. Liquor and music, good combination. Got love on the brain. I never knew two women who acted the same. Some wanna drink first, some wanna just sit and talk. Whoa, it's 2 in the morning, I'm running and she wants to walk. Cheap, but it ain't free.
place or your place. I hope I'm not out of line. I asked the wrong thing, just the right woman this time. She knew a hotel, she even had a name we could sign.
Rogers on the Light in the Milk House show, and Love or Something Like It. Here as we head toward the weekend in southwest Wisconsin, and letting you know, the 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour gets underway this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and next weekend as well. You can tour rural farms, artists, and businesses in the communities of Northern Sauk and Richland counties. A map of those participating businesses and farms can be found online at explorehillandvalley.com. Don't learn safety by accident is the theme of this year's National Farm and Safety Campaign. Safety starts early with local organizations such as 4-H and FFA. Youth are taught how to stay safe on the farm. This message, thanking the local organizations that support farmers, is a message of the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chance Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the band of showers and thunderstorms that we had in the region last night gradually shifting away, and it should turn out to be a pretty nice day, a little bit on the warm side for this time of the year, with temperatures about 15 degrees above normal. It will stay warm yet for tomorrow, but then another cold front will slide through Saturday night into early Sunday. Should bring us some rainfall, possibly about a quarter to a half inch, followed by cooler temperatures as well from Sunday into early next week. And now it looks like a low pressure system Monday will stay well south of Wisconsin, so just a slight chance of a little rain around here. Otherwise, nice and dry Tuesday through Thursday with comfortable early fall temperatures as well. Here's that forecast for today. Some clouds early, then turning mostly sunny. High near 84. Southwest wind becoming westerly close to 10. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s with light winds. Partly sunny and still quite warm tomorrow, high about 85, south wind near 10. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening. Tomorrow night, some showers and thunderstorms likely, low at 58. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance of showers in the morning, high near 69. As we head into Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, slight chance of light rain, especially in the southern part of the area. Low at 49 with a high of 69 degrees. Tuesday, partly cloudy, low 47, high 71. Wednesday, pleasant with plenty of sunshine, low near 47 with a high of 73. And Thursday, more nice weather with sunshine, lows in the upper 40s and highs in the mid-70s. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
62 degrees and partly cloudy right now. 84 was yesterday's high. We picked up 62 1/100, just over a six-tenths of an inch of rain in last night's shower. Record high, 93 in 1948. Record low, 30 in 1956. Last year's high was 76 and the low, 57. Sunset will occur at 3 minutes after 7 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 6:47, coming up for this morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.73, and no precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 65, we are at our overnight low, which is 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
More regular features, and Tom Mueller checks in during our next half hour of music and programming here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The news at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled